Kuf Pei Gimel Aloha Vav. Mishenosnu leKois leVav leYasiach haNevav. The person who was benching, and they gave him the cup for the Koish Baruch Bechas and Bosom. When he receives it, he should not talk anymore till after he drinks it. He's already started the process of Bechas and Bosom. VaMesubim Eilem leYasiach Mishehisrael haMevorich. The other people should not talk from the time the Mevorich started saying the Zimun. Before that, Mi'ikrit in the can, the Mishnah says it's a Chumra, even them to stop speaking when the cup is given over to the Mevorich. When he's making his bracha, they should listen to what he's saying, especially if they want to be yotzei, they have to hear every word he's saying. Even between the brachas, also they should not speak, because in the middle of the process of Birchas HaMazon, one is not allowed to talk at all. Yeah, we're talking about a case of the tzibur being yotzei with the bracha of the Mevorich. If they were over that veira and they did speak between one bracha and the next, at the time that the one who was making the bracha was taking a little break, then yotzer. In other words, if they were talking when he was saying the bracha, so the words he said while they were talking they missed, so they may be not yotzer. But during the breaks they heard the whole Birchas HaMazon. Therefore, the yotzer belachatchila is also for them to speak. Says the Rambam, afilu misoch ha-mevorach atzmoi, even if the one who was making the bracha himself spoke, with the evidence we paskin that it's not ma'akiv, and he continues saying the Birchas HaMazon, he doesn't have to say it over again. But other people that spoke while the mevorach was making his bracha, they're not yetzer because they didn't hear what he's saying; they heard themselves, and therefore, whatever that was said at the time they were speaking is as if they didn't hear it. And if it's something that's ma'akiv, the Birchas HaMazon, it won't be yetzer.